Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Stephen Goldsmith, New York City Deputy Mayor for Operations. I want to move to your role as the city's Deputy Mayor of Operations. And what I'd like to discuss is the strategic vision that frames the city's efforts to modernize and consolidate operations for the 21st century. And you announced it as New York Simplicity. What is the New York City Simplicity Agenda, and what does it hope to accomplish?
Well, the Simplicity Agenda is pretty much what it sounds like. We're trying to change the New York City government in order to make it work better for you. Mm-hmm. In this conversation, you would mean a resident of New York. And it would basically say that we ought to be simple and effective and efficient place for you to do business or get your applications or whatever the case may be. And we have a couple serious obstacles to being simple. One is that we have an organizational structure that says we're set up for our own convenience, not you. So you want to open a restaurant? Mm-hmm. Go to Agency A, and then you go to Agency B, and then you go to Agency C, and then you go to Agency D, and then if you make it to the end without gasping for air, you get to the last place, right? You know, the example I've often used over the years is this is as if you were going to go to buy your hamburger at McDonald's. You would buy your bun at McDonald's 1 and your hamburger at 2 and your French fries at McDonald's store 3 and your ketchup at McDonald's. And if you got to the end, then you could eat, right? And that's how we've set up government. And so that's one aspect. The second aspect is there are lots of rules inside those systems that need to be modernized. They're old and they've accreted over the years. The third is that you cannot run an effective system that's a paper-based system. It has to be a digital system. There's no way with $63 billion, 8.5 million people, that we're going to run a simple system if it's dependent on every one of our employees finding a piece of paper to hand to the next person. You cannot make a system efficient with that many handoffs. And lastly, we need to use analytics, right? So government today often treats every activity as the same, right? So for example, you know, right before we started here, we were talking about a program that the New York Fire Department's doing where they are looking analytically at their buildings. So instead of starting at building one and trying to inspect until you get to building 400,000 and never making it, right, you'd say, okay, what makes the most dangerous buildings? What are the risk factors in those buildings? Let's put all the data we have in and let's use the analytics against those buildings and let's now direct our discretion against those buildings, right? So we are now reorienting our services against the problems and making it easier for the people who haven't been historically a problem, as contrasted to tormenting everybody equally, right? So that's how government should work, whether it's a kid who's potentially abused in their family, or whether it's a building could possibly fall down, or maybe it's even a place where a crime will be committed, right? So the deep use of analytics will create a simpler government in the sense that it will make it easier for the people who follow the rules. And it will allow us to concentrate on those either don't follow rules or who are at risk.
Shared services reforms feature prominently in New York City's Simplicity. How did you identify the 5 key areas for the modernization consolidation? And what were some of the common themes that shaped and informed your approach?
Well, the mayor's had an effort to look at ways to save money that at the same time improve the quality of services. You know, it's easy to save money by doing things worse, right? The goal is to save money and do things better at the same time. And in the city government there, as in all city governments, there are a lot of verticals, a lot of silos, a lot of individual processes that need to be consolidated. So what we looked at were those areas that were common across larger agencies and where the consolidation could produce efficiencies and better service, right? So accounts receivable were in too many places. And so one group is trying to collect water bills, another group parking tickets, and another group environmental fines, and so how do you bring that together? If we looked at our real estate, not just agency by agency, but across the enterprise, what's that look like? Well, it looks like we got 1 million square feet too much real estate. I mean real estate by occupied or owned by us, the city government, right? And let's start consolidating, changing the office space, open concepts, putting people together, and then get rid of the extra real estate. So that's another shared service initiative. We have, at the time we had, I think, more than 50 data centers we either need 0 to 2, but we don't need 50. It's either 0, 1, or 2, but it's not 50. So put those things together. We consolidate the licensing and the frameworks and the foundations, and we begin to shed the rest of it, and we save a substantial amount of money. Same is true with respect to enterprise licensing. You know, I think we've reached a really, you know, creative place with some of our software licenses, like our, you know, Microsoft licenses, where we're not just saving money, we're changing the way we buy and changing what the standards are and creating centers of excellence. So whether it's HR or fleet or accounts receivable or real estate or print and copy, we're looking at large areas that touch lots of folks where we can improve the quality of the service.
When I was researching for the interview, I came across one of your articles, I believe, and it was about the post-progressive era. And in that, you had something, I believe, what do you mean when you say fewer rules, more results? And would you elaborate on this vision of the 21st century government you were talking about?
Well, just like in every other area, government today is a victim of its own successes, right? So we're in New York City, so we should pay homage to Tammany Hall, right? You know, corruption and cronyism and kickbacks and hiring your cousins and giving contracts to your friends. So I say, well, we can't do that. That's bad. That's really bad. So let's make it difficult to be bad. So how do you make it difficult to be bad? Well, you set up a rule or two about how you should procure, right? You set up a couple of rules about how you should hire. Then you go, well, that makes sense. So if 2 rules are good, 100 rules are better. Well, 100 rules are good, then 1,000 rules are better, right? And then so 100 years later, literally 100 years later, you're in a forest of rules. And the way you have made government more honest and the way you have stopped the abuse of discretion is by stopping the use of discretion. So if you don't have any discretion to use, you can't often abuse it, but nor can you actually solve a problem. This is what gives credence to red tape, right? You have a problem, I don't care. I have a rule, right? And so I can solve your problem, but that would cause me to violate my rules, right? So the question then becomes, can you change the way we operate to inject more discretion in the system and still hold people accountable? And I think with the analytic tools we've discussed earlier in the interview, you can do that, right? You can look at the outliers. You can look at the way they analyze and make folks analyze and make decisions. You can give supervisors real-time data. And therefore, the post-progressive era will be an era that will be more discretion, more problem-solving, fewer rules, but an accountability system that's driven by analytics and the ability to study the way people make their decisions.
Making it easier for businesses to open and expand is integral for the city's future success. I understand that you've been meeting with the city's small business community to discuss various initiatives around simplifying New York City government and making it more customer-focused. In fact, my brother, a Brooklyn restaurateur, recently participated in one of those meetings and found it very, very helpful. Would you tell us more about how New York City simplicity will advance your vision of an innovative and efficient government for businesses?
Well, there's actually a couple answers to this question. So the one you're referring to is a special team, new business acceleration team, set up to troubleshoot, if you will, for a business that wants to open a restaurant or small business. And it works really well. Great people. They do a terrific job. The limitation of that is that it is a acceleration team that sits on top of a not very well operating system. And I don't mean poorly operating because the people are poorly operating. I just mean because it's just this, there's too many folks with too many different types of authority and too little coordination. So simplicity part one is that the new business acceleration team will be expanded. More people troubleshooting, running, you know, your brother's the client, will solve some of the problems for him. Simplicity two is all digital, fewer rules, fewer licenses, fewer permits, more safety checks, but those are part of a single agency or behind the front end of a single agency. So you want a restaurant license? We'll give you a restaurant license or certificate to open a restaurant. We won't give you a grease trap license and a range hood license and electrical license and a plumbing. Now, we'll check to see whether those things are safe. And if they are safe, then you'll get your license. But it shouldn't be this kind of sequential dash to the end, or actually a slow walk to the end. So we're going to move from the new business acceleration team to a re-engineered process to receive a permit.
How is New York City government leveraging innovation to serve its citizens? We will ask Stephen Goldsmith, New York City Deputy Mayor for Operations, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.